Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Half Shot. Man, we're popping these off like crazy now. We're back to it again. So we are super friggin' excited. We just... I know I said friggin'. You guys are looking weird now. So
that's just how my face
just
looks.
Just say the F word.
So we just dropped episode 22 yesterday. I think this Half Shot will come out, man, I don't know, maybe 2 days from that. And we got instant feedback. So that episode, a review you can't refuse, is one of our favorites that we got to do because we were talking about an absolute hero in the industry. And I have been practicing saying his name all day. Yeah. And that is Chef Davide Cerretini.
God, I hope that's right.
I hope that's right.
I hope that because
we're all too scared to say his name.
I know. I don't want to say.
It was
just
funny
call
at the
chef.
Time. Yeah. Yes, Chef.
So Samantha went and tagged Chef in. Yeah, we're just gonna say yes, Chef. Yes, Chef. So Samantha went and tagged Chef Davide Cerretini in the Instagram post for the episode, and to our surprise, he shot back immediately, almost immediately, several hours later, having listened to the episode, and we don't know him, we've never met him, having listened to the episode and coming back with a voicemail, which we are going to go ahead and play right now.
Thank you so much, the three of you, amazing. This is Chef Davide Cerretini. You didn't pronounce my name correctly, not even one time, as a mistake. Guys, take some Italian lesson, come on. Chef Davide Cerretini, how hard can it be? Not Davida, not Davidi, come on. Thank you so much for your fantastic podcast that I didn't even know, and I stumbled in it, and I read it, and I laughed my ass off. Obviously, people are yelping, they're not going to like it, but who fucking care? And that's the whole point. You nailed it. You understood what I did. You understood that it's a joke. You don't know what I'm doing now. Thanks to Yelp, I became the one-star chef. So the onestarchef.com, I give virtual classes. I do other, you know, fantastic thing with my life thanks to those idiots. I love you guys. Thank you so much. It was wonderful to hear from you reading those reviews, and I love you. Thank you very much. Grazie. Ciao.
And then the voicemail cut him off.
Yeah.
You only get 59 seconds on our voicemail.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that was amazing. Yeah. And the best part was for me that I was about to fall asleep and Samantha had already been like just dead asleep for about 15 minutes. And I was playing a game on my phone that usually puts me to sleep. And all of a sudden the message like pops up at the top of the screen. And I was like, holy shit, holy shit. And immediately made Samantha wake up so that we could listen to it together.
Yeah, I couldn't go to bed for another hour afterwards because I was just over the moon about this situation. You know, when I Instagram stuff, I tag people. I'm trying to be better at tagging people, Bill. I said I'm trying. And I tagged Chef Davide Cerretini. I botched it. Dang it, I tried.
We couldn't even get it right once
Davide
by
Cerretini,
mistake.
Yes. And didn't, you know, have any thoughts of him contacting us. Like most
yeah, I mean,
people.
you don't expect it, yeah. Right? I mean, here's a chef and a restaurant owner who
is busy. He has his own life.
He had a successful restaurant. He's had a successful career, and well, we started this podcast 6 months ago, mm-hmm. And you know, we're out to do this to obviously raise awareness and to have a little fun.
Mm-hmm. We got our families back.
And we're taking on the whole review process.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're still in the beginnings, and this is a restaurant professional who's been in the industry for
who's taken Yelp on and beat them at their own game. We're just little peanuts
and
compared to him.
Yeah. I mean, and Chef, thank you so
much.
Thank
you so much. Grazie.
I mean,
grazie.
Gorlami.
Okay. The very first person to get Italian lessons is going to be Bill. But it was, you know, we talked in the last half shot that we had ripped really fast last week about how great it is to get feedback from the restaurants and such where we do these reviews and you know, where we're taking on the people who are leaving terrible reviews, where we're taking on the companies that are allowing terrible reviews to even exist. And it's gratifying to know that someone like Chef Davida is out there, you know,
listening and
still supporting. Yeah, I mean, he's
supporting us little peanuts.
Yeah, he's one of the listens that we got from this episode. I mean, so that's great. Super cool.
Hell yeah,
totes cool.
So, Bill, do I see you? Do I see you on his site?
You do. When my computer finally decided to
work,
clock in here, Jarvis came back to life. And one of the first things is the Daily Show interview, too. That's one of the first things that pops up.
Yeah,
that was so pretty funny.
If you go to the onestarchef.com, you will, it does automatically turn into
his
domain, davidecettini.com, but it's probably easier to spell the One Star Chef since that's what
since we can't even pronounce
his name. But yeah, I mean, he's got, you know, all of his work up here on his page and the services.
Looking at the pictures of the food and I just made myself super hungry.
Oh yeah, I was looking at the pictures of the food.
It's a virtual cooking course. We should honestly take one of his courses, you guys.
That's a great idea. Write that down.
That is a great idea.
It's already been written down.
Oh, it's already been written.
Hello. Brought.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously, you know, he does live classes, it looks like when COVID's not happening, I'm sure.
Well, that's kind of funny that you mentioned COVID because he mentions Yelp and, you know, and it's like, I think we touched on it a little bit in the episode, but, you know, Yelp doesn't know what the fuck. And now because of this shitty Yelp review, he's the one-star chef.
Right.
Corona sucks. The fucking COVID-19 sucks. But because of that, we got our shit together and stopped talking about it and started recording the podcast. Like,
yeah.
Yep.
This is really cool. I'm on the website as well. And, if you go to the virtual cooking course, it gives a brief overview about what you're going to learn and what you're going to make and stuff. But then it says class starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time every Thursday. PM.
Oh, what?
But it says you'll have dinner ready for your family around 7 p.m.
Oh,
so it literally is a
virtual
cooking class. I mean,
we
should do it. You know, you should come over one night and we'll make a really good dinner for the kiddos and all three of us.
Maybe we'll live stream it.
Oh my gosh, how great would that be?
That's the way we've got to do it.
And to have Chef on our live stream with us.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, and it looks like he's doing it like straight from his kitchen.
Mm.
So,
well, it could be a Martha Stewart kitchen. I would hope not. He seems like a pretty genuine guy.
Hey, so I wanted to mention this because when we were doing the episode,
you purposely got 3,000 one-star reviews on Yelp in less than 24 hours.
That's right.
Insane.
So that's what I wanted to mention. So if you go to Botto Bistro on Yelp now, it only had something like 282 reviews listed. Remember, we said something about that briefly.
Mm-hmm.
But he had...
Well, it's because of the algorithm.
Right. Well, he had over... and granted, it's not open anymore, right?
No.
It was sold to Mountain Mike's Pizza or whatever.
Right.
But the fact that it's still up there, but it's only showing 200 something.
What's up with that?
And we even said, you know, this guy's been, you know, after Yelp for years and years and years and getting all of the reviews that he had. And we could tell that so many of them had been removed because there's no way when you're ordering discounts off of your food for one-star reviews that you're only ending up with a couple of hundred.
Yeah.
So... yeah, that
is interesting.
Fucking algorithm.
That's a good spot there, Bill.
Yeah, but we should definitely do one of these courses.
My mouth
is seriously watering right now.
I think it'd be great. We should do it. Look at all this truffle and Parmigiano flan. Flatbread.
One more time.
Chef, do you by any chance give Italian lessons? Because
apparently we're gonna need that.
We might know someone.
All right.
Asking for a friend.
Well, once again, Chef Davide Cettadini, thank you so much. I practiced saying your name all day today, and hopefully I got it right at least one of the times I said it.
I'm not going to bother screwing it up, Chef. So I'll just leave it at Chef. You're amazing.
Bill's not even going to try that.
No, I'm going to. Yes, chef. Heard.
Yes, chef. You're amazing. You are all star status in our book, and we praise your name and what you've done with Yelp, and we praise you for being so down to earth and reaching out to us. I mean, I really didn't think I'd ever hear from you. So yeah, thank you.
That means a lot, dude.
Yeah. Grazie.
It just goes to show that we are one big happy family in the service industry.
We are.
Yeah. And I mean, look, when one man's fight like turns out to inspire, you know, any number of people, but inspire us as we continue on with this podcast, yeah. I think it's just an incredible act. So
yeah.
Thank you again. And to everyone out there listening, make sure you check out theonestarchef.com. And look into those cooking classes, and we're going to look forward to doing that as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We'll let you know when we get it up and running.
Yeah. All right, everybody, thanks for checking in on this Half Shot, and we will see you again soon in our full episodes and another Half Shot.
Bye.
Arrivederci.